We had a big assist from our national newsroom this week, which examined the platforms of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump. Naturally, American City Business Journals is specifically interested in the impact on the nation's business community. We don't endorse candidates. Businesses can decide for themselves who they'd prefer based on the comparisons. Not surprisingly, there are some big differences. Trump would repeal the estate tax, for example. Clinton would expand it by lowering the value at which the estate tax applies and increasing the tax from 40% to 45%. Trump wants to repeal a 3.8% surcharge on investment income that went into effect in 2013. Clinton would keep it in place while adding a sliding scale that increases the tax rates the more money is made. The PBN newsroom added to this report by looking at local campaign fundraising. When it comes to political action committee donations from 2015 to 2016, Brian Schatz has raised the most, $1.2 million, with just under 20,000 of that total coming from Hawaii sources. Colleen Hanabusa has raised nearly 79,000 from PACs, of which nearly 10,000 was local. Tulsi Gabbard has raised nearly 400,000 from PACs, of which 20,000 came from Hawaii. Campaign finance information for Hawaii's Republican candidates for Congress was largely unavailable as of press time, except for Charlene Ostrov, running for the House, who raised about $15,000. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.